A delegation of about 16 Indigenous women from across Alaska traveled to the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota this week. The group brought gifts and resolutions from their communities to support the ongoing protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. The Obama administration is set to issue a decision on whether to approve the pipeline route in the next few days. Amanda Frank has more.
Carrie Shaganoff traveled to Standing Rock on November 7th, carrying gifts and a resolution from the Chickaloon tribe. During a dinner of moose stew, salmon patties, and fry bread a few days later, Shaganoff and other members of the Alaska delegation presented a beaver fur hat and jars of salmon from Alaska to Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council Chairman Dave Archambault II. Chairman Archambault thanked the group for the dinner, gifts, and resolutions. He says his tribe has received a lot of support from other tribes across the nation.
The response was overwhelming. I'd say there's over, 350 tribes or organizations who wrote letters of support or who wrote passed resolutions by their nation's government.
About 16 Alaskans are camped at the Osheti Shakowin Camp, right next to where the proposed pipeline project is underway. The group is stationed in a part of the camp set up by the Indigenous People's Power Project, a nonviolent direct action support network of Indigenous trainers. The Alaska delegation has set up tents for others to use during the winter months and helped in the camp's kitchen, cleaning and preparing meals. Shaganoff, a member of the Chickaloon Tribal Council, shared her experience fighting a proposed coal mine across from the school in Chickaloon. She worries about having to take similar actions as the tribe in Standing Rock.
Everything that we've been seeing here, I feel like we're watching things happen that we're going to have to do.
Lisa Wade is from the village of Chickaloon. She spent election day at Standing Rock and was disappointed to hear the election results. She says she doesn't know what platform President-elect Trump has regarding Indigenous people.
For me personally, I was concerned about my home community and how they might be feeling today.
Wade plans to return to Alaska this weekend. She wants to take what she's learning here back to as many communities in Alaska to rally support for the people at Standing Rock.
Everybody has some way they can contribute to helping.
Faith Gemmel of Anchorage says the group is in Standing Rock to bring their love, blessings, and prayers to the camp. She says the majority of the delegation from Alaska are also from communities affected by resource development.
We live up there in the north, a traditional-based lifestyle that is based on the land and the waters. We hunt, we fish, we gather to survive.
The Alaska delegation presented a banner at the main protest camp that keeps a fire burning around the clock. The banner was decorated with handprints and various animals and food that many Alaskan communities rely on for nutrition and economic stability.
And you see our children's handprints? All of these little handprints are our children. They gave their handprints. That's why we're protecting our lands and fighting for our waters.
Most of the group will return home to Alaska this weekend. Gemmel plans to stay until next week to help another group from Alaska set up at the camp. In Standing Rock, I'm Amanda Frank.